sure, Andy, you've got a unique problem. I'm sure you're doing everything you can. Excuse me, I've got a frog down in my throat. I'm sure you're doing everything you can to keep house and home together. Wow. I'd be a little concerned about stray. Well, it'd be an unusual thing to have a missed shot at a bear or whatever they're hunting, and somehow it find its way to your house. The range on, you know, it's limited, but I went hunting a few times with my dad. He knew the woods we were hunting in, but he also let me know. I was just a little boy at the time. He let me know that he knew where everybody's house was. And downrange, you just don't point your gun anywhere, you know. But if you're not familiar with where everybody lives, and you know, there's a danger there. I would think it would be rare, especially in a sparsely populated area. It would be rare, unusual. But if a bullet comes your way, even hits the house somewhere, you change your mind about things pretty quick, I suppose. Oh, well. Well, Andy, I do remember that you recently had at least a couple of radios repaired. Are they working well for you?
Bill's the guy. Well, I'm on one of them right now. This 8900 when I goofed up and hooked it up wrong. That's when Mandel told me that even though this radio ain't been manufactured in about 4 or 5 years, this radio in good shape is worth $600. That's what he told me. And I didn't pay but about $425 for it back in 06, brand new. So I went ahead and repaired it, got it repaired. This is the main one that I got repaired. The other, you remember, that led up to this, that was over my power supply issue. I got another power supply now, though. And this one's a linear power supply, not a switch in which over time will create that noise that you have on HF sometimes.
Well, you can't help but, I mean, if you use a radio, you're going to wear something out. And a power supply, I know the one that this is connected to, is its little fan is on because I put the key down every time for a period, you know, and I got it set on 20 watts. It's a mobile, so 20 watts that's what it takes, anyway, with the antenna I had to reach this repeater. But the cooling fan stays on for a while. It's not loud, and it's disturbing. But it's the first thing to go if you use the radio a lot, I suppose. KK4JBQ.
Where's the guy? Well, with this repeater, like right now, running 5 watts, these that I can get into here with next to nothing like this, I run the lowest power that I can run on here. But as I told you so many months back in the winter, it wasn't necessarily that the power supply couldn't put out, but it was creating all kinds of racket on my HF radio here, and I wasn't able to hear anything. As long as I stuck with FM, that Astron SS30M was fine, because it didn't interfere with FM, but it would not let me hear anything on the HF side of it. Not anything. And you kind of guessed it right yourself about talking about the filter caps in it. Apparently that was it.
Any power supplies, that's the weak point. For all the components that have to be in there, the filter capacitors, they age over time. They with time and with use. So you got a double whammy there. And if you have something that doesn't work well, it's the first suspect, the first thing to look at, the first thing to replace, even whether, I mean, if you're in there anyway, replace them whether you need to or not. I've done that on a few things. Older radios, you know, for commercial broadcasting, and computers also. Whenever I say that word, computers, the smart speaker that I have here on the desk, which is very helpful, it goes off a few minutes before 9 o'clock every night and signals me that I need to stop what I'm doing and turn the radio on. I need a reminder, you know, especially these things that happen on a regular basis. So it's helpful in that way. But I named it something, a word that I use frequently when I'm not thinking of it. A modern problem. KK4JBQ.
More LZI. Well, that Astron SS30M, I bought it. Brand new, up there at, if I remember right, up at Charlotte back in 06. But after about 18 to 19 years, you know, something's going to have to. I've had some people tell me I got good use out of it for it to have lasted that long without any problem. What I should have done then, but just, I know more now, just as we both do, than what we was when we first started out. I wasn't thinking about a switching supply given issues. So with this one here that I got back last spring here, I wisely went with a linear supply. It's a little bit bigger, but it shouldn't have the kind of issues that one had about that noise issue. It shouldn't. It's a linear supply.
They're heavy. They take up some more space, for sure. Most people don't have them sitting next to the radio on the desktop, no. They're under the desk. And they can last a long, long time. They've got filter caps, too. They also have a very heavy transformer. I'm sure this one weighs in. Oh, I've got a linear here that I think it's 47 pounds itself. So it sits on the floor.
Poor LZI. Well, it ain't sitting on the floor. I measured it before I bought it to be sure it would fit in where the other one was, but this one to the switching is a lot higher, taller up. And being that this radio and this 718 and it's not on a desk, the best I could do was, like I done with the old switch, I got it beside the 718 and the 8900 on top of that. And to the left of it, I got speakers for both the 8900 and the 718 sitting there.
You know, over time, we collect a lot of doodads, my mom used to call them. That was the word she used when she didn't know what to call something. And it always worked for her. doodads. She had words, my mama had words for a lot of things that, well, you just came to know that how she referred to things, and, you know, it worked. Calling a power supply a doodad, well, it works. Especially if she was pointing at it, you know, I mean, you'd have a clue there. Oh, gracious. Well, Andy, it's getting on in the evening. I've got a couple more things to get right before I turn in. What else you got tonight?
Other things go ahead, but like I told you before, when you was trying to come up with something, even if all you can do is just receive, and with all the people around you, that might be the only hope you got. I don't know. But like I told you before about CHU Canada or WWV, I'm sure you read about it, and whether you've ever actually been able to hear it there through the noise, I don't know. But those transmit all the time. Both those time stations does. And you can kind of use them to see how well you can hear there on the HF frequencies there. You can use them to see how well you're going to be able to receive, even though they're not directly in the ham band. As I read about years ago, about like on that Radio Boulevard website, WWV used to be an integral part of amateur radio when it started back 1919, 1920, because of the fact that everything drifted and there wasn't no real easy way to check your frequency, and a lot of people used that just for kind of seeing where you're at and where you're not. So if you end up putting up something just for receive only, which is probably all you're going to be able to do there, you can use those time stations to kind of see how well you get them and judge it from that. Just keep in mind that some of them are for daytime use, some of them are for nighttime use. 20 kilohertz, 15 kilohertz, daytime. 5 kilohertz, 10 kilohertz, nighttime. And where we're at, we'll never hear the 2.5, because it's for local out around Colorado. And as far as CHU goes, there's 14670, 3330, and there's one or two other frequencies. I don't have all those frequencies in my head up to this point. What you need to do, KK4JBQ, KI4LZI.
Andy, well, you get yourself some good rest tonight. Tomorrow is, or should be, another day. One thing, though, about HF, I haven't had HF tuned in here, although I have radios that will do that, for lack of an antenna. And that's always going to be an issue here. We have a very strong HOA that's they have people patrol the area looking for infractions of the rules that everybody lives under. So when we moved here, I wasn't a ham, and I, you know, it wasn't in my I was not concerned at all. But they've had folks take down these dishes that they used to put on the roof, or even by the standing on the on a pole or something for satellite reception of television, you know. But they got rid of all that. And the people that lived here, other than myself, the people that lived here like it that way. So I live in a community that doesn't welcome my hobby, you might say. So any HF is going to require some antenna that, well, most of them look like antennas. Although I have read just recently about a fella who made his rain gutters work as an antenna. Now that's a trick, I would think. But, you know, most houses will have a rain gutter on it. They're made out of aluminum. They're quite long and involved by necessity. And they look like they belong there to catch the rain and divert it. So that's an idea. Have you ever heard of a rain gutter antenna, Andy?
I've heard others in the past talk about it. I've never actually done it, but I took it verbatim you wasn't going to be able to transmit down there. You've told me many, many times. That's why I was telling you just for receive purposes about CHU and WWV just for receive purposes, because they constantly transmit. You just have to be frequency agile. Because the time of day it is. No, I didn't expect you to be able to transmit. I have heard of that you're talking about. I've never done it, and I know very little about it. That's why I was just talking about just to receive on. No, I don't think you'd be able to transmit much down there without problems. So that's kind of why I was just saying receive.
Suppose if you take a look at what we're talking about here, it, as I say, gutters can be quite long. Just one side of this building, there's six dwellings, kind of together, you know. And the gutter, oh, the roof line is, it's broken up. It goes this way, it goes that way, and it does the job it's supposed to do, but it's not a straight line, you see. And the issue that I feel I would have is to be sure there's continuity along the whole length. See, what you have to do is, because you're taking something and making another use for it, you have to remove the screws that... Say you have a 20-foot piece and then a downspout. And that downspout takes a curve to go down. So there's like three or four pieces involved in all of that. So you have to take the screws out and rough up the paint, because the paint will be an insulator, you know, and then put your screw back. And make that continuity across the whole length of it. And to do that, you got to be on a ladder, I would think, from time to time, along the length of it. And I learned my lesson, oh, maybe a couple of years ago now. I fell from a ladder, and I didn't like the experience at all. Donna does not wish me to climb ladders. I don't have much use for a ladder unless I have to clean out a gutter or something like that. That's what I was doing, cleaning leaves out of a gutter. And they'll just have to remain in there now. Because I will not be up on ladders to make an antenna either. There's all kinds of details in everything. If you go about doing something that you really want to do, you can it's useful to do, or even if it's necessary to do, sometimes you find barriers, complications in the details. You've heard that expression that the devil is in the details. Well, that's true. Anyhow, it's just a thought. Perhaps you have gutters on your house that would not be, if you didn't mind climbing a ladder to change those screws to make sure you had continuity all the way through. That would be a thought. I know you have antenna issues there too for other reasons. Power lines, I think, being a big one. Anyhow, I've thought about it for some time. I just thought I'd bring it to you and let you think about it some too. KK4JBQ.
Boy, hell's the guy. Even my problem when it comes to such acts is not as bad as yours, though. I've got some kind of thing strung up here that I can receive on. It's not, like I told you, nothing that I can transmit on. It's not resonant, but I can receive on it here. What I've got up is just that I can't use anything here that it's not resonant. But in your case down there, like I said, you got a lot tougher situation than I got. I don't have anybody that's going to kind of throw me out of my residence, so to speak, just because I might key down and create some interference on somebody, but what I got here is strictly just receive only, and that's why I was describing it in the way I was describing it to you, you know, just for receive purposes, because I know your situation when it comes to transmit is almost impossible, and even then, all the noise you may encounter down there might make what I had here with this power supply look like nuts.
Well, you bring up another two issues that were in the back of my mind, but I didn't choose to bring them forward. Yes, I couldn't transmit with any power, even if I used the gutters, because, as I say, there's many other people very close by, within 40 feet, there might be, there might be 50 people within 40 feet of me. And so I couldn't transmit with any power. But something low power, 5 or 10 watts, that's a consideration, of course. Well, anyway, those of us who can't do what we have left is to talk about it. I think that's the way it goes. I don't know exactly how to phrase that conundrum, but those who can't do, talk about it. That's what we do. Andy, you have a good night, won't you? I know you'll be coming up on taking your medicine soon. I hope you have a good night's rest, and I hope we can talk again real soon. This is KK4JBQ. I'll be clear with you. 7-3.
Well, see, you got a lot rougher situation than I got. At least I can put up something here to receive them. But, like I was telling you about other things, you know, you got to keep the power almost to nothing. And then on top of that, so that you don't create RF noise, but there again, you might have noise yourself when you tune around on HF, like my power supply, old power supply was doing here that wasn't letting me hear anything, you know. In a place like where you are, there's no telling how many leaky wall warts there is there within 2 or 3 different locations there from where you are there that could come into play. So, KK4JBQ, KI4LZI.